What are your early impressions of the Louisville Slugger, safety Calvin Pryor?
I love him. I loved him in college. When he was drafted, I said, you know, Calvin, bring your checkbook, because he's going to knock some people out, and you know how the league is. Whether it was a good hit or a bad hit, they seem sometimes, in my mind, to find the result and not find the contact. I know Rex is all over him trying to make sure he's clean, but these safeties are really up against it with the league and the rules. So I love his intimidation level and his factor in that sense, and I think he's going to be a guy that can take some of these tight ends out and certainly take a guy like Reggie Bush, who's going to be coming out of the backfield, Matt Forte coming out of the backfield. He's talented enough to handle those guys and then be in the box to pressure the run game.
You were in Cortland, Pat. Before I ask you about the Jets running backs, what about Geno Smith? He completed 70% of his passes in the preseason. What kind of ceiling does this young signal caller have?
I think he's coming along nicely, and I do believe, and I think I'll take you back to Sanchez. When you had Brunell there with Sanchez, it helped Sanchez quite a bit. I've talked to Mark about that. Having Michael Vick there is good for Geno on a lot of levels, preparation, pressure, and just confidant. And I think so often young quarterbacks coming off the sideline after a difficult series, they need to see the backup quarterback almost more than they need to see the coach, if that backup quarterback is the kind of guy that's going to help him. So I expect Geno to be better. Again, though, it's the road. You know, he'll throw for his 4,000 yards this year, 3,800, whatever it's going to be. I know you're going to run the ball a bunch, but it's the pressure of the road. He was a 2-6 quarterback on the road last year, and my issue with him last year was a sack every 9 pass attempts, and you can't have that again. And that just calls to a lot of these young quarterbacks that just don't know how to get the ball out of their hand quick. Now, Decker should help that. And in time, Amaro will help it. So I have great expectations for Geno. I don't think he's going to lose his job during the season. I think there may be a game or two where maybe you pull him early, but I don't think so. I think your commitment as a club to him is there, and I think it's a good idea. Weather the storm, get him ready, make the investment in him, because he'll be good for a while.